This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And yes, I'm here. We're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in Joy's 30th year. This is Saturday Magazine. Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996, and we proudly bring you this 2nd of September 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul's on panel, and my co-host is Joy newsreader Isaac Chong. Good morning, Isaac. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, Paul.
Now, I wanted to talk about, well, we'll talk about the show, but there was an election, presidential election in Singapore yesterday. Three candidates. Singapore has an interesting election system. You can't just be a candidate. You have to be approved, and you have to either have been a cabinet minister, a judge, or a CEO of a company that has, you know, turnover of $500 million. So, you know, most of the people who are candidates could fit in a couple of buses. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they had an election. Now, if you don't vote in Singapore, you actually get removed from the roll.
Really?
And the only way to get back on the roll is to have a valid reason as to why you didn't vote. If you don't have a valid reason, my understanding is you pay $50 to get back on the roll. So in Australia, you don't vote, you don't have a reason, they fine you $50. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the outcome was pretty clear-cut. A gentleman by the name of Tharman, he got 70% of the vote. Two other candidates who got respectively 16% and 14%. So Tharman, I think, was an ex-deputy prime minister of the governing party, the People's Action Party. The president doesn't have – it's pretty much a ceremonial role, but it does have a couple of interesting powers. Before the government can access the sovereign reserve funds of Singapore, which no one knows exactly how much it is, but it's billion. It's probably $1 trillion. The president has to approve it. Also, the president can refer someone to the corruption investigator, even if the prime minister doesn't agree. But the interesting thing about this is that it was a contested election and a pretty high turnout. It'll be interesting to see how it actually plays out. I'm actually off to Singapore tomorrow, and a lot of my friends in Singapore, or people that I've met in Singapore and friends, have, you know, wondered why I'm so interested in it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, democracy is a bit of a fragile beast. And whilst I think Singapore is a democracy, it's a controlled democracy. Mm-hmm. And things like public gatherings, basically, or protests are illegal. They really police online very strongly.
Yeah.
It's a multiracial, multi-faith society to the extent that they even control in public housing, which is like 90%, if not more, of housing.
Yeah.
The different nationalities, et cetera, that live there and say, okay, there has to be 12% Malays, there has to be 12% Indians, there has to – whatever.
Yeah.
Yet if you're LGBTQI, you're actually a second-class citizen.
Oh.
So I find that interesting. But, yeah, it's an interesting thing.
It is. And what happens if the people are unhappy with the government and they want to show something?
Well, it's pretty – the People's Action Party – at the last election got just under or just around 61% of the vote, which was down from 70% the election before that.
That's a drop.
So the next election, which is 2025, will be interesting. I don't think the PAP would lose. And, of course, the founder of government in Singapore, or the leader, was Lee Kuan Yew, otherwise known as Harry Lee. His son, LHL, he's prime minister. But he's getting on. He's indicated he won't stand at the next election. It's sort of a really interesting, but how it all works is quite interesting. As I said, it's a bit of a controlled democracy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I just think it's interesting.
Who
have we got coming up? We're going to be speaking with Chloe McKenzie from the National Teachers Education Union.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, that's what we're calling it. Now, then Neil Farrow, then Declan Brennan, Ghassan Kassisi from Equality Australia. Oh, let me turn the page. Dion Alexander, and we're going to be talking about a petition that's out there around the AFL, then Dimity Hawkins on Japan releasing nuclear wastewater, then Ave Pulieli from the Greens. So,
Macker, I've got Chloe on the phone for you right now.
Oh, have you? Oh, good.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.